we've been focusing this week on Iran's attack on Israel and whether Israel will retaliate. And that's overshadowed a weekend incident in the occupied West Bank. After a 14-year-old Israeli shepherd went missing near Ramallah Friday, his body found the next day, hundreds of armed Israeli settlers raided Palestinian villages near Ramallah, setting fire to homes and cars in what's considered the biggest settler rampage since the war in Gaza began. Three Palestinians were killed. Dror Ettis is the Israeli founder of Karam Navot, an organization that monitors and researches Israeli land policy in the West Bank. And Dror, first, has the violence lessened?
Well, what we see in the last days in Ramallah, in the Ramallah area, this is something which has to be seen in a wider context in the last years. And the Israeli settlers' violence against Palestinians in the West Bank had increased dramatically. And we have seen in the last half a year, we have seen things which we haven't seen before, including attacks against Palestinian, especially Palestinian herding communities in areas in order to depopulate these communities. We're looking at around 30 communities which had been depopulated in the last 2 years. Most of them, 24 out of them, had been depopulated in the last half a year since October 7th.
So these are Palestinian communities that have been depopulated, as you said. And the way you are saying it and the fact that you're tracking it tells us that this is something that's concerning to you as an Israeli. And we want to underscore it. Many Israelis condemn the settler movement. They call it provocative. But Prime Minister Netanyahu backs this movement. So just tell us, how does the Israeli army handle a rampage like the one that was reported over the weekend, given that the prime minister backs the settlers? What did they do this time? Did they try to tamp it down?
It goes back to the beginning of Israeli occupation of the West Bank in 1967. The Israeli military is a major player, or a necessary player, in this whole story. And obviously nothing could happen in the West Bank without the tolerance and in many, many cases also the support of Israeli military. So it's not necessarily the official stand. It's not where the commanders of the military would necessarily say, you know, that they support it. Of course not. But you can actually see Israeli soldiers standing next to settlers who are attacking Palestinians, who are burning property, who are shooting Palestinians or shooting Palestinians' homes. Yeah. And again, nothing could and would happen without the support of Israeli military in the West Bank. Mm. That includes, of course, the establishment of these outposts where these settlements are coming from. This includes, of course, handing these settlers weapons.
You're saying that the settlers are actually receiving what looks like military items?
Of course. I mean, every rifle which every settler in the West Bank is carrying comes from the military. And I think that there's another important thing here to mention, and this is the total, absolute lack of law enforcement in the West Bank, okay? This is a jungle. This is basically a jungle.
Well, to your point, and we can't verify that in the moment, but we know that, especially in light of the Israeli army turning its attention to Gaza, settlers are far more, not just policing themselves, but policing Palestinians?
What happened after October 7th is that at once thousands of Israeli settlers had been recruited, and at once these settlers suddenly became soldiers in the West Bank, right? So these settlers, which were yesterday the neighbors, you know, not very nice neighbors of these Palestinians, now suddenly became the policemen and the soldiers who can police, who have the authority, the official authority to police the Palestinians in the West Bank. So the rise of the settlers' violence in the West Bank is directly related to the fact that thousands of Israeli settlers are now recruited to the military and are serving as reservists in the military.
Well, given everything you're saying, the tensions in the West Bank between the settlers and the Palestinians, the war against Hamas in Gaza, we know that the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank is the more moderate PLO. But how has the push from one side, from the settlers, and watching the war in Gaza, how has that, if it has, shifted the thinking in the West Bank? Because we understand many more Palestinians there are now, you know, eyeing Hamas, the militaristic group.
When I speak with Palestinians, the main message which I hear from them is the understanding that the current Israeli government is decisive to continue and to oppress the Palestinians and to try to get rid from as many as possible of Palestinians who live in this country. The idea behind it is to encourage Palestinians to leave their land, to leave their homes, and to live somewhere else.
And Dror, you are Israeli. What would your message from the ground there be to your government?
I think that the message is very simple. Unless we and our Palestinian neighbors will find a formula, a political formula, to live together, we will both die together. The illusion that Israelis can continue to oppress and to dispossess Palestinians forever, this illusion is exploding in our face in the last almost 7 months.
Dror Etkes, the Israeli founder of Kerem Navot, the organization that monitors and researches Israeli land policy in the West Bank. Dror, thank you so much.